Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Welcome to New Life Live. We are very, very happy that you have joined us today. When I say we, Milan Yurkovich. Milan,
hey,
good to see you.
Steve, hi, how are you?
Always good to see Milan. Always good to see Jackie Mack Harris. And you guys have never been on radio together, have you?
No, we haven't.
We haven't. We had a great time together at an event.
Yes.
We enjoyed each other's company and presence. We laughed a lot.
Yes.
And
had
good.
A good time.
Because
Milan is hilarious. As is Steve.
Is.
Hey, Steve. It's good to
good
see
to
you.
Good to see you. You know, humor, oh my goodness, it's so important. And when you don't have it, well, you need to ask, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
And if you maybe don't know what's going on, we've got something for you. Milan and I are going to be doing this Intimacy in Marriage weekend, July the 22nd, in Washington, D.C. And Milan and Jackie, I just came off of an event with Misty that we did together, a marriage event, and it was so much fun to do it with her and so rewarding. I think most people thought I was a little weak and that, man, did she ever blow everybody away. But, you know, one of the things that we talked about there, which in a different way comes up in all of our conferences, is, you know, you want something out of the marriage. Everybody wants something out of their marriage. They marry for one reason, whatever. But the question is, what are you inviting? You know, you may want it, but not very inviting if all you do is criticize. Or it's not very inviting if all you have is this constant anger and bitterness and ruminating about that. And I have seen through Intimacy in Marriage and the wonderful material that Milan and Kay present, I've seen people start to change what they're inviting. And rather than distance and negativity, I've seen them understand each other in a new way and start to invite this, inviting the other person to share who they are and then to feel that they're understood. Whereas before, everything produced a reaction, usually negative. And if that's what you need in your marriage, we have an amazing experience for you in Washington, D.C., and I am so grateful I get to do it with Milan and Kay. It just changes people. If we knew of anything more effective in 3 days, we'd tell you, go there, or we'd try to reproduce it. But this is the best. Milan, tell me what you think is key to somebody calling and getting help. What do they need to do to get to that place to say, maybe it could be better?
Well, pain is what usually drives us to a place of getting help. Frustration,
yeah.
That repeated core pattern of those frustrating circular interchanges that we have that have high fluctuations of emotion and aren't inviting. But what a core pattern is, and I know Jackie has thoughts about this too, is that it's at that point, it's two people at their worst. It's
yeah.
two people mm-hmm. doing the things that I'll ask couples in my office, and I'll say, how old are you right now? And one will say 10, the other will say 12. And I go, well, that's interesting because you look like adults. So when when we give what we want, we have a better chance of receiving the very things we desire.
And celebrate
Absolutely.
Receiving those things instead of only remembering to bring up the things that you don't want to invite. Because
mm-hmm.
that ends
right.
up being the thing you get the most of is
yep.
the negativity. If we you can invite the goodness and the joy that you want to have in your marriage, then that's what you'll have more of.
That's right.
Yeah. And you
if you want to join us here,
yeah.
It's 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. 1-800-229-3000 if you want to join us. I'll mention one more thing about marriage. We asked people, okay, we knew what we were trying to say at this conference we did. What did you hear? And one of the men said, here's something I heard. Misty told a story about when she was having James that she had one more contraction for James to be delivered. And the nurse said to her, Misty, let's make this pain really count. And so, you know, there's pain that doesn't count. It's wasted pain. And then there's pain that produces something. And if you want some pain that counts, come join us and be part of what we're doing. Really, it can change everything. We have seen marriages transformed, and that's what we want for you. All right, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000, and let's go to Mary. Mary just happens to be calling from Bristol, Rhode Island, and we're glad that she has. Mary, welcome. You're on New Life Live with Dr. Jackie Mack Harris, Mylon Yurkovich, Steve Arterburn. Hi.
Hi. How is everybody? Thank you.
Really
for
well.
My call.
Thanks. Yeah.
I've been kind of struggling dealing with my soon-to-be ex. He had called me on my way into work back in January 2019 and told me he was moving out abruptly. I had spoken to him a few months before that and said, you know, that we really needed to get counseling together. And, you know, he's an alcoholic and he will not admit that. I know he has a porn addiction. We have a daughter who at the time was 14 and, you know, that she doesn't see a lot of it because he hides everything from everyone, including me. It was kind of crazy making for me too, because I thought, you know, am I losing it? He's denying all of this. I know most of it's happening. We did, after he left, I said, this means that you want a divorce, then if you're leaving and the next, you know, if we don't get counseling together, then the next step is divorce, because he kept refusing to go to counseling with me. The second marriage counselor said that he has OCPD, which he does fit a lot of those personality traits. And but he expected us to still hang out together as a family after he moved out.
Uh-huh.
You know, meanwhile,
yeah.
Our daughter, she was devastated. You know,
right.
She didn't see any of this coming. And he still doesn't understand why I don't want to be his friend and hang out, you know? It's just, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to deal with this in the future where, you know, graduation and, you know, milestones in our daughter's life. And I think what it comes down to, I have absolutely no respect left for him, and I don't even want to speak to him.
Yeah.
But, you know,
what's the specific question then? What specifically do you want us to address?
I think I just need some words of wisdom and how to go forward. He's going to be in my life. I know this, you know, for the rest of our lives. And I have no respect for him. His family, you know, believes everything that he's told them, and he's denied everything. So
sure.
I guess I'm just disgusted.
Okay. Well, we'll just jump in there. Jackie, what are you thinking when you hear a situation like this?
I'm thinking about your 14-year-old daughter, Mary.
Mm-hmm.
She still needs both of her parents, and one of the best blessings you can give to her right now as you guys are going through all that you're going through as adults is to not make it her problem. And so right. when she graduates, everybody just shows up and behaves as grown-ups. The issue that you're having, you're about to be free from. And so there's no reason to go forward with anger and bitterness that's just going to hurt your kid. I grew up in a blended family. Mm-hmm. I was just talking to my niece about this yesterday. She was saying she was trying to explain to a friend how her family works because her father and her mother's first husband traveled together. Her mother and her ex-husband's wife work out at the gym together. They all pick up each other's kids. I didn't realize I grew up in a blended family because my parents did such a good job of not making it our problem. And so whether right. you are going to be a friend to this person or not, you can still just respect that space for your kid. If it's her birthday, she should feel free and not feel like she has to choose. And if you can offer that for her, what does it cost you to make it easier on her? Because she can't do anything about this. And a lot of times kids feel like it's their fault. I think they feel like it's their fault because sometimes without knowing it, as adults, we put them in really uncomfortable situations where they're having to choose, and then we're trying to convince them of why the other parent is bad. And whatever went on in my childhood, and there was quite a bit, it was never something that was one or the other's fault. They just didn't work out, and that they did not let that be any of our problem as the kids. All of our families love us all equally. We all can hang out together even still now. And it's an unusual thing. My husband's like, is everybody okay with this? But, yeah, we're all going to watch the Super Bowl together because we're still a family. So that's my right. input. You have an opportunity to do something really special for your daughter, and that's to forgive and manage your grief and upset and frustration about the breakup of this relationship and all of your disappointment, but not make it cost her even more.
Mylon, your thoughts here for Mary.
Well, Jackie, I agree with everything you said about taking the burden off the daughter. I do believe that... Mary, that by the time your daughter is 18, 19, 20, there needs to be no secrets in the house. That is, she needs to know all of what happened, you know, that is given to her in an objective, rational, low emotional reactivity atmosphere. Because we need to know, as people growing up, what is our context? But and that is, Dr. Harris did that very well. Now, I have another question, and that is, the picture you paint is it's all about him. He's the problem, and he's disgusting. Yeah. And so what is your part in the breakdown of the marriage? Now, I'm not asking you to give me all the details or even any details. What I'm asking you to do is stop to consider a relational decline is something that occurs between two people, and both people contribute right. to that. The more that you can really own that and not see the problem as purely your husband's, but as you can see your part in whatever the declension of the relationship took place, that you had a part in that. He left for a reason. There was something he couldn't tolerate any longer, or something he was protesting. Addictions notwithstanding, it's really important for you to also represent to your daughter that we had a problem together, that we each contributed. And I appreciate you wanting to go to counseling. I really do. And we have to pick our pain, the pain of staying stuck or the pain of growth, which is also very challenging. But I just would love to hear more of that, not here necessarily on the radio, but really my advice to you is to really work on that and allow your daughter to see a balanced view, even though he has addictions right. and reportedly a diagnosis of obsessive compulsive personality right. disorder. I would really love to be more balanced.
Let me just chime in here.
I just
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say one thing. I agree, and in counseling, I had asked him that question, and he said, there's nothing. I know, of course, there is. But he also, you know, would rage at me when nobody was home, and he had this whole facade. So that pushed me away, that raging and never admitting that and telling me that he's just loud and I can't handle it. So, yeah, I mean, I definitely...
I don't blame you, Mary. Those things are very hurtful. I'm just saying something took place between the two of you. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. And a couple of things I want to mention. It is so common for the man to be out betraying you and doing all sorts of stuff. It leads to divorce, and the kids blame you. They think mom caused it, she should have fixed it, all that kind of stuff. Should have made it better, because that's what moms do, make things better. So you need him to help you not make that happen. If he wants things to be well with everybody, you need to ask him to not talk about anything that you're not willing to do with him. When guys divorce, often what they want to do is go live their life as a teenager, but everybody be okay with it and act like everything is the same, and it's not the same. So what I'm saying is, if you could request him to not make you look bad by telling the kids what you're not willing to do, because I don't want you to do stuff that kind of gives the message, I endorse this, I'm good with this, yes, he should go live his life. But at the same time, you don't want to be angry, bitter, resentful, and blame him in front of the kids, because they're going to say, well, she's just, you know, covering up for what she did, for her contribution. It's really tricky. And the more you and him can come to some agreements up front, the better it's going to be, because then you can say, look, we agreed to this, and you're not living up to that agreement. But this is the time for you, more than any, to just love your kids, get closer to the kids, and rather than try to come out looking like the good guy. It just doesn't work. It's really horrible, and that's why we do so much here to try to prevent divorce, because it's never, ever. I mean, you just don't see people in a better place in 5 years. It's a bad, bad thing.
You know, it's also important, and Jackie, I'd like to know your thoughts on this, but a separation doesn't mean it must lead to a divorce.
Yeah. Right.
We can do hard work. If, Mary, you and your husband came to our workshop, it might feel our marriage workshop in Washington, D.C., it might be a turnaround, because it is not just a couple in a counselor's office. It is a broader setting, and I would at least invite him to that. And one of the things I want to encourage you to do is, originally you saw something in him that made you want to marry him, and that you would try to see those things again and invite him into that place where you guys could experience a weekend that would be, I think, powerful, because we talk about a lot of issues at that workshop.
And Mary, it sounds like this has been really hard for you, and you are disappointed and disgusted, and there's a lot of negative emotion around how you view him, so that it might be hard to consider or to see yourself going to a marriage weekend with him. Mm-hmm. But there's so much pain that we hear in your voice. Mm-hmm. And I heard the phrase a little bit ago, let's make this pain count. And so if there's an option to do that, it might be of great benefit to you and your family. So I agree, Mylan, that it could be really helpful to have this, you know, opportunity to actually focus on figuring out what happened and how did you get from wanting to do life with this person to this place you are now.
So I hope that you'll consider what you said. We've had people that hated each other, they've had restraining orders, and they've come and it's worked. It has done miracles. Maybe also one day he'll go to every man's battle, because it will free him of all this horrible stuff. I'm sorry what you're going through. Mm-hmm. I'll send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust, and it really helps a woman to see what she needs to be looking for if he's really on the right track. We'll be back.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back and so glad that you're with us here today. 1-800-229-3000. You know what? I'll send you something for free if you want it. You just have to give us a call. It's 14 do's and don'ts for building a strong marriage. We did a study. I forget how many couples, but we came up with the 7 worst things you could possibly do. Things like obsessing over the past and seething in anger and criticizing the other person. And then 7 things that would be great, like you would start doing, like spending money responsibly, embracing the fun and friendship in a relationship, responding romantically. And when you can't do those things, you go and get some help. Well, I'll send those to you if you want them. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, or you could go to newlife.com. Anything we can do to help, we want to do it, and those are some tips for you. Hope and pray something we say or do here is going to be of help. Larry's been helping people for a long time. Larry Sonnenberg is here. Larry, what do you have for us today?
Steve, I was looking at the schedule and realizing we got 3 workshops back to back to back coming up.
Yeah.
Every Man's Battle this week, following week will be Restore, and the week after that will be Intimacy and Marriage. And so there's a lot going on. There's going to be a couple hundred people with different lives after we get through all this.
Absolutely.
And that's pretty exciting for us. But I wanted to just kind of key in on a Restore testimony. You know, the guys are going this weekend to Every Man's Battle, and some of their wives, not enough of them, are going to be looking at, thinking about Restore, but not enough of them come. So I want to give an encouragement to that. My life before coming to this workshop was pure chaos. I was cycling in shock. My anger about my husband's undisclosed acting out has been haunting my mind and causing me deep shame and sadness. I could barely function and was experiencing physical and emotional distress. This workshop has been exactly what I needed. It's helped me formulate a plan to empower me as I wait for my husband's disclosure and God's will for my marriage. It's given me a support system. I'm leaving this weekend with compassion for my husband, as his sin is also covered in the blood of Jesus. I'm leaving with a plan for my safety and hope for my future, with or without the marriage. If you're considering this workshop, just know that you are worth it. This weekend will provide you help and guidance to make choices for your life.
Awesome.
Kind of says it all.
It does, and we want to clarify that when it's called Restore, it's about restoring you.
You, yeah.
And that might lead to restoring the relationship, but if you're not restored first for what all you've been through, then the restoration of the marriage is going to be incomplete. So it's about you, the woman. We want to help you.
Yeah. So, folks, that's why we seek your support. Help us keep doing what we do. God's doing amazing work through New Life. We love that He's... feels like His hand is favor on us. Mm-hmm. Hand of favor is on us. And we want to keep doing it and pray that His hand of favor will stay. And that hand of favor is shown when you support us, when you make a gift.
One of the burdens that we have is knowing if we don't communicate well what we do, and if you don't understand what we do, you may not support us and somebody may not be reached or helped. And so if you have any questions, please call us about what we do. Because I got to tell you, we love helping people. We have been doing it for almost 35 years. And the joy of our life is watching somebody who's confused or struggling do an absolute turnaround just by taking one step to make a phone call. And like you said, Larry, Every Man's Battle is this weekend. If you're a woman and you know your husband needs to be there, make the call. It's often the woman who makes that first call, and then we help you present it in a way that will get him to come. But I'm telling you, this is Transformation Month. with Restore, Every Man's Battle, and Intimacy in Marriage all in a row. Call us. We want to help you. It may not be one of these. It might be a book. It might be a counselor in your area. We really do want to help. So 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. Larry, anything else you want to say before you go?
Yeah, we still have, I should have looked closer when I came in here, about 170,000 left to go on the match. So make a gift today, and if you make a gift under $170,000, we'll match it.
So, you betcha. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate you so much. And again, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, newlife.com. If you want to join us on the program, as Dee has, it's 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Dee, W-F-I-L. Dee, you are on with Dr. Jackie Mack Harris and Mylon Yurkovich and Steve Arterburn. How are you today?
Hi, Steve. Thanks
Hi.
For taking the call. And I'm okay, but my questions, I got about six questions written down, but it's does Every Man's Battle help with a narcissistic type personality? He had been tested one time a number of years ago, personality test, that he is on a narcissistic, mildly, mm-hmm. beyond borderline.
Yeah.
He's been to Every Man's Battle 3.5 years ago. He's not done full disclosure. I'm wondering,
Well,
battle, and is there some type of form that they could fill out to help them with that? And
well,
questions like that. And does it help narcissistic people?
Yeah. Let me mention that we have a different person presenting now that he might respond to even better. It's the narcissism that leads a man to believe he's entitled to whatever in the world he wants. And if he doesn't like this, then he's entitled to that. And he doesn't even realize how he got there. But boy, I'll tell you, we've had a lot of narcissists grateful that we pulled them out of this mess. We'll talk about that more right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be right back.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zippered Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and just want to mention that this weekend, if you're in the local area, I'm preaching out at Anderson at Madison Park Church. Love that church. Did Healing is a Choice series out there, but it'll be good to see some old friends going there. But please, come. If you are in that area, I'd love to see you. Now, we're talking with Dee. She wanted to know about Every Man's Battle, narcissism. Do you help that? He's never done, he went 3.5 years ago, never done the full disclosure, which is the most painful thing for a man to do, makes him so vulnerable, and yet cleans house. It is amazing. So, what do you have for Dee there, Dr. Jackie Mack Harris?
Well, Dee, I just want to say thank you for calling in and for advocating for your family. I do believe that Every Man's Battle will help with the narcissism when a person is able to fully show up and surrender. You said that there hasn't been full disclosure, so is it possible that he's not where you'd like for him to be in terms of giving full disclosure? And I'm also curious, are you having these conversations with him? Have you asked him the questions about giving full disclosure? What's holding him back?
Oh yes. And he's getting caught with things still, and it, for until this last time that he got caught, he was saying, well, porn was only 80% wrong or 90% wrong. Now he says it's wrong for him, but not wrong for everybody. And there's other issues, too, besides that. So, I'm even wondering if you have counselors outside of Every Man's Battle, like a counselor we could go to that knows how to help with doing a full disclosure, or if there's some kind of practice form. I don't know, because I've heard that that's the beginning, and he's like, he still thinks everything's okay. And then I also wondered, would it help to go to the intimacy in marriage if he doesn't do a full disclosure? Would that help give him empathy? I don't know. I'm just like,
yeah. I certainly think it would be helpful to go to. Yeah, I think it would be helpful to go to intimacy in marriage, certainly, and then also restore for yourself. Have you considered the work that you could be doing during this time?
I've had a personal counselor for about 3 years. Mm-hmm. Before, and I've done the emotional freedom workshop online, but okay. Texas is a little far away.
Dee, I think it comes down to this. If you're at a point where you say, you know what, we're stuck, and I need to know what you're willing to do. Is it you go back to Every Man's Battle? Is it us going to intimacy in marriage? Is it us going to see a counselor together, or are you going alone? But
okay,
something,
he is going this coming weekend.
Okay.
He will be going back this weekend.
He is, okay.
But that's all. He seems to think that's some grandiose thing that he's doing, to be going back as a alumni, not
okay.
So
that thing, is so. Just fine, because wouldn't you rather have him there thinking whatever he's thinking than having him somewhere else? He's going to be there around other alumni and people that are really changing. And I want to be sure we know who he is and that we really do pay attention to him, because we want to help you. But I'm grateful that he's going. I think it is going to help. But again, you have to work on you. Like, let's say he's 90% of the problem. Well, you have to take your 10% and really, really work on that 10% while he's doing the 90, and it just doesn't seem like you ought to have to, but that's what you can do to make a huge difference too. Mylan, your thoughts?
Dee, I'm very sorry that you're stuck in this situation. Mm-hmm. It is hard to be with somebody who is stubborn and obstinate and, you know, is withholding things from you. You know, when a person is enslaved into an addiction of any type, they are very self-focused and they appear narcissistic because they're just looking for their needs to be met. And so when a person has an addiction such as that, they don't see others well. Hmm. And what I also hear you wanting is for him to see you and honor you with truth. And that begs the question, what will you do if he doesn't? What are you going to do? What will you tolerate? You see, a lot of people tolerate the intolerable, and that is not a good position to be in, because you must require something of him, and you must set some standards that he must abide by, if he's going to keep you as a wife. Now, mm-hmm. a separation can say to him, I refer to separations as a warm boundary, because they are poised and couched in a request for the person to do something different that is constructive for the marriage, and say, I need you to be with me at a marriage intensive. I need you to do a full disclosure. We need to be honest. And it is not okay for porn to have any part of your life or our part or our life. And so those boundaries are important for you to figure in your mind, what am I willing to say? Mm-hmm. Jackie, what are your thoughts about her having some sense of strength and boundary?
Yeah. I think a lot of the focus, it sounds like, might be on what he is doing, and that's something you actually don't have a whole lot of power and control over. You have control over what you choose for you, but in making some important choices for yourself, you can be setting some boundaries, and then hopefully he can respond to that favorably. So if you're choosing, this isn't something I'm willing to continue to tolerate, you're saying that it's not okay for you, but yet you're still doing it, that's work I can't do for you, you're going to need to do that, but in the meantime, I need to take care of me, and that looks like this. Here are the things I'm going to do to take care of myself, whether that is requesting separation so that he can see that you're no longer willing to just wait for him to figure it out, but that you're requesting that he does something immediately to restore your marriage, to help rebuild the trust that has been broken, and to heal himself so that the marriage can heal. Is it something that you think you can do to be focused on yourself, to advocate for yourself, to think about what your needs are and to start making moves to meet your needs? What are your thoughts about that?
It's been such a long struggle that it's hard to have the energy to do anything, to look for a plane ride to Texas. And I do make requests. I've requested he does not get on the computer first thing in the morning because it's before I'm awake. And he poo-poos that. He does it anyway.
That makes you the policeman.
There's a level of stubbornness on him that I don't know how to handle. And separation doesn't seem to be a possibility either financially and family-wise. And
So you're really stuck.
So that's why I was wondering, like, is there, I don't know.
Okay, so here's what I'm hearing.
My counselor says, yes, I cannot control him. I can only work on myself. So how to make my life with more other people around me. You know,
right.
So.
But Dee, it sounds to me like you feel helpless, like you don't have any options other than him get better. And I don't believe that that's true. And I would do anything that I needed to do to get the help you need to be strong, to enjoy your life no matter what he does. And it seems like it's just impossible, especially when he's not responding to what you request, not even staying off the computer in the morning, which puts you in the angry mom, him in the little boy position, or the policeman for you, policewoman for you. So I hope you'll hold on. I want to see what we can connect you with. And maybe we can get a scholarship for you to something. Maybe there's a cheaper way to get there. I don't know. But, I wish you could get involved with Restore. I think it would help you so, so very much. And I'm also going to send you this little book, Soul of a Hero, along with Mylon Kay's book, How We Love, and I hope those together could start something really good. Soul of a Hero is all about a man being a hero without having to have someone desperate to save. I really feel your pain. I'm so sorry that this is what it's come to. But maybe we can help you find the hope and get out of that helplessness stage where it just seems like there are no options. 1-800-229-3000. We'll take a break, come right back for the final segment here on New Life Live. By the way, we're going to be in the studio another hour after this, and so calling now, it won't be a mistake because we'll take you in the next hour if we don't get you in this next segment. 1-800-229-3000. Let's pray that Dee will have the courage to do whatever it takes to do what needs to be done now, which is, I believe, the time it needs to be done. We'll be back right after this for more New Life.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. If you're on, hang on. If we don't get to you in this segment, we'll do it right after that on another program. 1-800-229-3000. That is the number to call. And let's go to, how do you pronounce this? Is it Donnie? Danny? How do you pronounce it?
Danny.
Okay, Danny. Well, thanks for joining us. How could we help you today? What's going on?
Well,
question is, like, what do you do when you have, like, this, like, you're just mad at God and done with God? Like, it's really, it's not like a normal anger. It's more of like a, like, so much has happened in your life, and you're kind of wondering if he kind of just picked you out of the entire human race and said bad things are just going to happen to you.
Mm. Yeah. And what are some things that have happened to you? What are some things that have happened?
Well, from ages 4 to 16, I was sexually assaulted by multiple pastors and deacons.
Oh, boy.
And then, so that was just, yeah. So, like, up to, like, 4 years ago, I finally got to a place where I was ready to, you know, go to college, get a job and all that. Then a month ago, I was assaulted at my job.
Oh, boy.
So.
I'm so sorry. So
yeah.
Sorry. And, of course, the disappointment that representatives of God, or supposed representatives of God, did it, and God didn't protect you, and it's horrible, absolutely horrible, and I'm so sorry for that. You know, I'm always drawn to that scripture in the 18th chapter of Matthew that says, you know, do not hurt one of these little ones, because their angels are in the presence of God being sure he doesn't miss it. I mean, he says you might as well just, you know, put a block of cement around your, tie it to your neck and jump in the water if this is what you're doing. And so that did not go unnoticed. But God does not prevent evil people from doing evil things. He says, I'll wipe away the tears, but he doesn't prevent our tears. He gives us choice, and that choice has resulted in you being hurt so badly. What have you done to deal with this horrific, horrific childhood?
Oh, well, I've been in therapy for about 5 years. I took a break from church for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Still haven't found one that I'm comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of churches in the area that actually know about what the pastors do at this church. They just don't tell anyone.
Oh, boy. That's horrible. Mylon, I want you to jump in here. You used to run a church, and you were a pastor. And what do you have here for Danny?
Danny, I am so saddened and angry by your call. My wife and I were actually having a conversation last evening about this issue of sexual integrity, and I'm angry at what is happening around us and the impotence of the church to be able to speak to this topic, to address it. And I don't blame you for being angry. From your perspective, I could see how you would say that, you know, God put a target on your back and said, here, everybody, you know, treat this one in a certain way. That is what you expressed to us when we first heard your call. So I'm very sad, and I'm very angry. I have two daughters, and I taught them to be leery of all people that are close to them and to qualify the people they are with before becoming closer or entrusting others with themselves as persons or their emotions or just even feeling safe. I've seen so many horrible stories in 45 years of being involved in the church. And I'm now in the counseling business, but I've seen, and then I've had so many people in my office who are the pastors or victims of pastors and Christian leaders. And it just grieves my soul. My reason for pointing out my daughters is because I taught them to be street smart and then how to also be able to not be vulnerable and to hold people at a distance until they were certain as to their credibility and their safety. So part of what has to happen here, Danny, is there will always be predators out there. And what is important for you to do is to be able to not be entrusting, because being mad at God is different than being mad at Christian leaders who really aren't qualified to be Christian leaders. And I would be mad at them and the other churches that condone or don't say anything. That really is upsetting to me. So, Danny, you have certainly a lot of room here to grieve and to be angry, and I validate that. What I really want to encourage you to do, and hopefully whatever happened at your job when you said you were sexually assaulted, that you also involved authorities, you called the police, you were an advocate for defense, and just my heart breaks for you, but all to say, God is not the problem, as Steve said. It's Satan and it's sin that has perverted this world. Dr. Mac Harris, what would you add to that or say differently?
Well, I certainly agree with all of that, and especially the part about the daughters. We have two daughters as well, and have been in ministry for 20-plus years and just seen and experienced some things that just break your heart. But it seems as though sometimes you're in church looking for a connection or a support or a love that you're not getting in some other space. And oftentimes we go to the pastors and the deacon, especially as women and as young girls, for that father figure. And I wonder if the anger at father can sometimes be displaced when there are bad actors. You know, they've hijacked God and taken on the title of pastor or deacon, and now are using that to not just harass, but violate people. I wonder, though, sometimes if we don't see that coming because we want the attention, the love, the care that we're maybe not getting somewhere else, and so that sometimes can blind us and make us not see the danger because we want to trust people. And
well,
so
for a young woman, I mean, this happened, started so young. It was her parents' job to protect her from what was going on. That was their job. And I've had to go to my children and say, it was my job to protect you.
Absolutely.
And then this happened, and it's on me. And I really think reckoning with the parents is very, very important, because she was just a little girl.
And it sounds like for a very long time, no one saw you.
No one
noticed that there's a problem happening here.
I wish we had more time. We don't. If you're on the line, please hold on. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. Danny, we want to talk to you off the air and see if we can help you in some way. I'm so sorry. And if you're one of these leaders or not that's abusing someone, get some help.
Thanks for listening.
Please.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.